Hi, this is Cassie Omkali, and I am going to answer a few questions for you today. I got pinged to answer these from a friend who thought that I would have special interest, and I do. So I wanted to introduce myself quickly, let you know why I was answering these for you, and then I'll give you a few moments of silence because I know you probably have to edit them out, and then I'll get started. Would you agree with this? Sexy isn't a size. Yes, I completely agree on both ends of the spectrum, men and women, and all of our people in between. Sexy isn't so much about how you look, to me anyway. What's sexy to me is how someone feels about themselves. You can really tell when someone is in their own confidence and in their own body, and they kind of know themselves very well. So for me, it can go from either end of the spectrum. You could be very, very small. You could be on the larger end of the spectrum. You could be very large. However, I think sexy is a feeling. It's a way you feel about yourself, and it's something that you can exude from your own confidence and just from your own knowledge of self. And so a lot of times we get really caught up on external appearances, and there's really no substance to that. You can't tell a lot about a person from how they look. So one of my favorite things that I've done throughout my life is I've made various friends online that I've kept for many, many, many years. And you can never tell, what someone looks like by their voice or by their mind, but you can know that they are sexy, and you can know that they are beautiful just through interaction with them. So yeah, I would agree that sexy isn't really a sign. If you could encourage bigger, skinnier guys to feel more confident, what would you say? Well, it's hard to encourage excuse me, it's hard to encourage confidence into someone. However, I think that just being more comfortable with where you are and kind of finding some self-acceptance in where you are and finding some acceptance that's not external, you don't need validation from other people to feel good about yourself. The looks are not something that I or a lot of my friends look for first in a man or a woman. We specifically men here for this topic, but I look to see how you treat the waiter, how you treat the taxi driver. I look to see if you're kind, if you're compassionate, if you're considerate, if you're thoughtful, if you're inquisitive, if you're inquisitive about yourself. And so that's more than a handful of things that I look for before I even really consider what your external features are. And I know everyone has preferences for what they like, and we're allowed those preferences, but I think that finding some comfort within yourself, internally, within yourself, in your mind, and knowing that you are who you are and that you feel what you feel, I think that is going to help find some of that confidence, because you don't need validation from external stimulus. You really don't. It's nice and it's fun sometimes, but there's very little depth and there's very little substance in that. So internally, finding those things would serve you better. Let's see if anything else you'd want to add, any personal stories or any thoughts that you have on this at all. It's mostly for me, it's mostly just about, are you feeling good with yourself? And if you're not feeling good with yourself, you're not going to find that good feeling in the validation or the appreciation or the sexy glances from anyone else. It's not going to happen. You have to find some comfort within yourself and acknowledge your own strengths and stand in them. You know, that's pretty much it. It's just a self-acceptance, self-awareness, and self-knowledge will take you way further in relationships, in life, in your career. Those things will take you way further than a pant size, than a shirt size, than a genital size, than a brain size. So just finding that comfort, finding that contentment, and finding that confidence within yourself that you're a good person and that you're a kind person, I think that is the most serving. So I hope these answers were helpful. I hope you enjoyed listening to me babble for a moment. And guys, we love you.